Welcome to the Florescence Podcast, a show hosted by a 20-something-year-old. My name is Felicia Orr, and we will chat all about business, health, lifestyle, wealth, and just honestly navigating our 20s. So let's get into it. Hello, it's me. We are back with another episode of the Florescence Podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about my first 12-week year. If you missed the memo, I am dividing my year into 12-week quarters. Basically, it is just structuring my year based on each quarter, which is what business usually do. So, quarter one, or the first 12-week year, ended on the 31st of March, which marked 3 months into 2024. To hear a little bit more about why I'm doing this, if you missed the episode, I'll link it in the description. I'm not sure which one. It was one of the earlier ones in season 4. And in there, I explain the benefits of it, the reason why people do it, and how to do it as well. So I always knew the first 12 weeks of this year was going to be a difficult one because we got married on the 2nd of March, which was 2 months into that 3 months, and I knew that was going to preoccupy a lot of my time, and that it did. And now we are just over a month post-wedding, and probably at about the 1 week mark, I was super exhausted. The 2 week mark post-wedding, I was feeling quite lost. Didn't really know what to do with myself, but just because the wedding preoccupied so much of my time, energy, and my mind, and there was just so much to do for it. And so even though I was very ambitious and I set these quarterly goals, which we're going to review together now, I knew in the back of my mind that it was going to be a struggle to achieve some or any of these because the wedding definitely took precedent, and I was never going to put the wedding in the and as a goal because it was happening, it was already done. So let's jump into reviewing my goals for quarter one, and then I am going to set some new goals for quarter two, which we are currently 4 days into. So my first goal for quarter one of 2024 was to book 3 weddings. So if you guys didn't know, I need to do an episode on this, but I have recently, as in January, launched a new branch of my business called Something New Socials, and I specialize in offering wedding content creation, and it's been really fun. It's been received really well, doing a really good job at networking and getting my name out there in the wedding industry and community. And so my goal was to book 3 weddings, and I'm pretty sure when I wrote that goal was like completed within like the week or something like that. So I've already shot 2 weddings. I actually would have done 2 more, but I had to turn 2 down because one was the week before our wedding and one was the same day as us getting married. And I was like, sorry, I might be a little bit busy, but that's okay. The clients that will come to me are meant to be. So anyway, I've shot 2. I've got another one at the end of April, and that will kind of finalize the end of this 2023/24 wedding season. And then looking ahead to the next season, I have, I think, 4 bookings, which is so awesome. And I got all those within quarter one, which is so fantastic. And I actually had another inquiry come through today, which is so super fun. And what I'm actually doing is I'm starting to scale a lot quicker than I would have liked because there's one particular date in January 2025 and the inquiry I got today was for my 3rd booking for that date. And you're like, well, how can you be in more places than once, Felicia? So my plan was to always scale this and bring on content creators, coach them to do exactly what I do. And so we can be in different parts of the country or we can be in 2 places at once. So I already have a 2nd creator on board with me, and now I am wanting to bring on a 3rd creator, which is just insane. So that's kind of where I'm at. So I am really happy with myself with that goal and in that department. I am really enjoying myself in this branch of my business, and I also see it doing really, really well, and I'm happy with my progress so far. The second goal I had for quarter one was to plan a retreat offering. So I've been feeling really called to offer something in the retreat space, in the wellness and spirituality space, in terms of offering something that people can go to out of their everyday lives and feel rejuvenated, feel relaxed, feel taken care for, heal, do some inner work, have some fun. And as far as I got in terms of planning that, I didn't get very far. I mean, I was planning it in a 100-person wedding, so please forgive me. But the steps I have made towards that goal is, I met with one of my friends online. She hosts retreats over in Bali, so I got lots of advice from her. And after our call, I kind of got the motivation and a bit of drive to do a little bit of a Q&A, like market research thing on my Instagram. So I have all that data just in terms of where I should focus my efforts and how to go about doing my first retreat. So I haven't done anything with that information, but it is sitting there. And then actually on Monday, I met with another beautiful woman in the Manawatu, and she has a podcast. Her name is Tessa, and her podcast is Align and Be Free, and she hosts sound healing and cacao, like meditation classes, which is so cool for that kind of stuff to be here in Palmy. So I am going to go along to one of hers very soon to assess the vibe and see what it's like, and also just like give myself some encouragement to do that kind of thing myself. So I declared to her as well my want, my desire, my plan to host retreats of some kind. So that is still in the pipeline, and I think we need to turn that up a notch for the quarter two goals. So number three, we just love it. We love to see it. So I wanted to get a part-time job to supplement the projects and things that I was doing in my business. I'm just craving a little bit of structure. A secure paycheck would also be nice. And then also like belonging to a team, like working for yourself, and especially if you work from home, can be lonely as. So I was just craving, belonging to something. And for ages I was looking for either part-time or full-time, and I was looking for either remote or in-person. And it's been a struggle, man. I think in this economy, it hasn't been that easy to find a job, and business confidence is low, so people aren't, or businesses aren't willing to expand at this point in time. I think in one of my episodes at some point I mentioned that I felt like I was going to get this particular job. That opportunity didn't align and I didn't get it, and that's totally okay. They just wanted some more sales experience, which I do not have, but like also willing to learn, you know. And I know I'm amazing, and just a massive loss from their part. But yeah, the employment journey has been an interesting one. And I don't want to jinx it, and I want to touch wood, but I have just had the second interview for a part-time job, and it's in person, and it's in Palmerston North, and it is in the comms space. So crossing my fingers and toes for that. A little bit nervous to step into a physical office again and having to be in an office and go to work and leave the house. It's going to be an adjustment, but I think it will be good for me to get back out there, make sure I'm still excelling in my career. Because last year, like, as great as building a business is, and this is where I want to be eventually, there is something to be said about continuing to make sure I upskill and increase my knowledge. And I found that quite difficult while working for myself, because I've just been doing the same old thing for the past couple of years in terms of content marketing. So really wanting to get into other spaces of marketing and comms, and if a job is what I need to help push me further in that aspect, then so be it. So I mean, I would like to think I'm really close to a job, but also if it's not meant to be, it won't. And I'm super grateful that we're in a financial situation where there isn't so much pressure to get one, but would be really nice. Okay, moving on to the fourth goal. So for some reason, your girl struggles with online courses, personal development stuff. I have for a few years now. It's always been on my like yearly goals, never set aside time for it. So that is something I'm really trying to figure out how I can incorporate that into my routine this year. And I mean, I wrote complete storytelling course in my quarter one goals, and it sits on my desktop, like my computer background. Didn't do anything further than that, right? And how am I going to achieve a goal if I don't like outline the steps to achieve it? What is that quote that people say? A goal without a plan is just a wish. And that's exactly what that goal in quotation marks was. It was a wish. I wish that I will complete the storytelling course, but I wasn't giving myself much structure to complete that. So maybe that's what I need to work on in that next quarter, is incorporating 1 hour of personal development course a week, because I'm pretty okay with my podcast. I listen to those when I go for a walk. I have steered away handy from self-help books because I am so deep into fiction reading at the moment, and I've just moved into like the fantasy world of reading, and it's really hard to read self-help books when those are just so juicy and they keep you on the edge of your seat. So this season of my life right now isn't self-help books, and that's okay. But I do know I have it within me, and I do know it will be good for me to upskill and up-level and continue to grow personally in the self-development space. So still want to keep at that. Did a really shit job at it in quarter one, but that is okay. Fifth and final goal for quarter one was to release a podcast episode every week. You and I both know we didn't achieve that. I had, 3 weeks break while we were pre-wedding, post-wedding. And I mean, I'm totally gonna use the excuse again, guys. Like, I was getting married. And it's true, like, it just consumes so much of your time and your life, especially when you're a girl. If you're a type A personality and you're really organized, it is gonna consume your whole life. And that it did. And so I'm still trying to, like, find myself again. This is kind of a weird comparison, but I kind of feel like it fits. It's like when someone has a baby and they become a mum, and that absorbs them as their identity. Like, I became a bride-to-be. That was my whole identity. All I ever spoke about was my wedding. And now that it's done, I'm trying to figure out who married Felicia is on the other side. Okay. I am proud of myself for what I did achieve. We booked five, six weddings, which was awesome. Made some progress in the planning of my retreat, didn't secure part-time employment, but also didn't give up, kept searching, kept interviewing, finding that right thing for me, and also like sticking quite strong on my boundaries of wanting something that is aligned, so I'm not just applying for anything willy-nilly. And I've made the decision also to stop applying for full-time jobs because I do not want one. A lot more work to be done in the personal development online course space, and I think we're doing okay with podcasts, and I have no excuses as to why I will not be releasing an episode every week going forward. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause you guys. I am going to have a little bit of a debrief session with myself and plan some quarter two goals, and then I will jump back in and explain what we have set for April, May, and June. Okay, that literally took me like 60 seconds. As I was writing them, I realized kind of what I didn't do in quarter one, which was flesh out steps and plans every day, every week, that is going to help me achieve these goals. So that's what I am going to do at some point. I'm going to set myself a to-do list reminder to do that. But let's go over them together to see what I am focusing on in quarter two. So I thought it would be a really good idea to have a physical metric for something new socials, and I honestly think I'm going to have no issue with booking my 2024/25 season. I am already setting up referral relationships with different vendors, and I think that's going to be really successful. So I don't want to do anything in that space because I know it's already happening. So I think I have about 300 followers now. It would be really cool to get to 1,000 followers on Instagram on something new socials page. So that is something that we are going to work towards, and what that is going to require from me is a lot more marketing and creating a lot more content for the brand with my wedding content. And what that means is that is also going to help raise brand awareness and also get me more bookings too. So it's a double whammy, right? But I think it would be really awesome to focus more in that space. We are doing another quite measurable goal too. It is still in relation to the retreat. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to book a date for the retreat, which means I'm going to have to plan it. So I'm going to have to plan the retreat. I'm going to have to book it, and I'm going to have to start advertising for it. So that needs to be done well within this next 3 months. And the next one is I have been ramping up my user-generated content services quite a bit, and I've been getting some really epic gifted collaborations. And I've had one paid collab, and the brand wants to work with me again and pay me, which is amazing. And I'm in the process of securing another paid collab. So not including those two, I would like to secure another 3 paid UGC gigs. And I really feel like these are kind of hard to come by. It's definitely more of a brand will be like, yeah, let's give you some product. And a lot of the brands I've been working with are small businesses too, so they just don't have the budget for paying a creator. But I know there's so much value in the content I create for them, especially if they use them as paid advertising. I think I need to start reaching out to bigger brands that are going to have that budget. So that is the goal. Moving on to personal development, we are going to spend 1 hour every week on a personal development course. I think I set myself this goal last year, and I was like, every Friday, let's do 2 hours of personal development. And girl was bloody self-employed and she still couldn't get it done. So there is an element of me really needing to refine my discipline. And something I'm actually going to be starting once we get back from our honeymoon at the end of April is something called either, it's going to be a series like Discipline Diaries or Do Not Disturb Diaries. Don't actually exactly know what I'm going to call it. But it's going to be like 75 hard-ish vibes, but more sustainable, more balanced, and more fitted to the woman's body and woman's hormone cycles. So that is a series I'm going to do once I get back from Fiji to just reset myself, build some good habits, because like literally everything went out the window when it was about the wedding, because that's all that really mattered. And then a bit of a rogue one I've chucked in here for number 5, and that's to run 7 kilometers. So I've been getting really inspired by all the girlies starting these like realistic running diaries on socials. And I'm like, well, I've tried to run in the past. I really enjoy a runner's high. Like, who doesn't? Like, you just feel so accomplished for like running for 20 minutes straight. So I thought I would become a running girlie. So that's what my husband got me for my birthday, some new running shoes. I feel like I'm someone who has very weak feet, and running has always been quite a jarring on my body, like it is with most people. It's quite a shocking, like it's a real shock to the body when you're running. But I'm going to give it a go, and I'm going to do a slow, sustainable journey to becoming a running girly. I'm trying to aim for 2 runs a week at the moment, and currently I run 3 kilometers. Okay, like it's not amazing, but it's okay. It's where I'm starting. Be really cool in the next 3 months if I could run 7 kilometers. I was going to make that 10, but let's not get too ambitious. Let's work our way up to 7. So I'm currently at 3. So that's adding on 4 more kilometers in the next 3 months. So I think that is a really awesome thing to work towards. I feel a lot more committed. I feel like I have a lot more space, energy, and time to invest into these things that are really important to me. Like, I've said it so many times, I'm going to say it again. It was so hard to focus on anything other than the wedding these past 3 months and even like 6 months. But yeah, the last six weeks leading up to the wedding was hectic AF. So I'm really excited to be finding myself again and finding things that I want to work towards. So that is my quarter two goals. Those are my second 12-week goals for the year. Does that make sense? I don't know. I hope you've enjoyed listening. If you are doing the 12 weeks, 12 week years with me as well, I would love to jump in the DMs and chat with you about what you did and didn't achieve for your quarter one and what you were looking ahead to for quarter two. Totally feel like I can't talk, a little bit out of breath. I am now going to go to the gym, but thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I will catch you in the next one. Much love. Give yourself a pat on the back if you made it this far in the episode, because you just invested in your future self. If you loved the episode, please share it far and wide with the people you love. And if you want to connect with me, you can get me at fluorescence.podcast on Instagram. Catch you in the next one.